32. And I'd like to read a few verses in your hearing this morning. I do appreciate the opportunity to be back at the house of God. I certainly appreciate what we've already heard this morning through that of the Word of God, and through that what we felt through the Spirit of God this morning. I appreciate Brother Neesmith and his friendship to me through the years. Certainly want to thank Brother Waylon Thrasher and the church here at Calvary for putting on this meeting. And there's a lot more goes on to it than just Brother Neesmith standing up here and greeting folks and calling on folks to preach. And I appreciate the church here at Calvary and Brother Waylon and them having this meeting and providing a place for us to come in the days in which we live to get some spiritual strength and some spiritual food to help us along our journey. And I appreciate these little oases along the way in the middle of the days in which we live. I love the Lord this morning. Glad that I'm saved. It's good to see each and every one of you here. I'm nothing at all without the power of God and without the help of God. And there's a lot more men in this building do a lot better job than what I could. But God said that just one planted, one watered, but it's Him that giveth the increase. And if it's all my duty just to sow a little seed or spread a little water around, I want to do that. Maybe somebody will be able to get a little help from it this morning. Book of Genesis, chapter number 32. I want to begin reading in verse number 22. He rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and had sent them over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. He said, For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel ate on the sinew, which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he had touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Your most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we thank you today, dear Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace, dear Lord, in this hour. Lord, I do ask you, dear Lord, to help us, dear Lord, like you have in days gone by. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us, dear Lord, in these days. And Lord, I know, dear Lord, that I'm nothing, dear Lord, without you. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, you'd hide us in the cross this morning, dear Lord. I do humbly beg. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, you'd illuminate our mind, loosen our tongue, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, you give us preaching power, dear Lord, like you have in days gone by. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, you give us a fresh touch, dear Lord, from yonder's world. Lord, I can't do it, dear Lord, without thy touch, dear Lord, this morning, dear Lord. I'm nothing, dear Lord, without you. And Lord, I pray, dear Lord, and ask you, dear Lord, to help us, dear Lord, in this day. Thank you, dear Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, dear Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, you'd reach out and touch the heart of sinners, saint alive. Thank you, dear Lord, for all you've done. In your name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Lord, help me just for a little while this morning. I want to preach and do that what God's put on my heart. It said in verse number 28, and he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men and has prevailed. But Lord, help me just for a little while this morning. I want to preach to mine and your heart this morning on prevailing with power this morning. On prevailing with power this morning. Well, this set of scripture here that I read unto you this morning, it's nothing new to me, and it's nothing new to you this morning. And we read the life of Jacob today, and as we read back through his life, we can see Jacob's life is like mine and your life a lot of times. It seems like it's just like a yo-yo on a string. It's up and down and all around. And it's the same way in mine and your life. Some days I'm up, some days I'm around, I'm down. Some days it feels like I'm just turned all around. But Jacob's life was the same way as me and you.
Oh, we know today that Jacob means that supplanter. In other words, he is that trickster. He was the one, my friend. If you really read back in Jacob's life, he did everything he could always to get the upper hand. He always seemed like he was trying to get on the better end of the deal. That's what caused the problem between him and Esau here. Here it was, Jacob was going back, finally fixing to meet his brother Esau, and with the last words ringing in Jacob's ear from Esau was that if I ever see him again, I'm going to kill him and take his life. Jacob knew, my friend, this love meeting that he was fixing to have with Esau, my friend, today was one that wasn't going to be a pleasing meeting, but Jacob knew that he was going to have to face Esau once again. Here it was that Jacob, in the verse that I read unto you there, it said that he rose up that night, he took his two wives and his two women servants, and that his 11 sons, and passed over the fort Jabbok. I want to say to me and you this morning that if we're going to prevail in power, there's going to have to be some passing in mine and your life this morning. Hey, I live and live in a day. I pastor a church just like most of you, and most of the people that I live with and pastor with and pastor over spend most of their days and their life living in the past. They dwell over bad memories of the past. They dread over the little mementos of the past. Very few people do we find living in today's reality. But I'm glad today to say for me and you that if we're ever going to prevail with power, my friend, today there's got to be a little passing over in mine and your life. We've got to realize that we've got to pass on from some things and realize that we've got to pass through the things ahead. Sometimes in life it's easier to pass by those things that have went wrong. Sometimes it's hard to pass on to those things ahead. But Jacob knew, my friend, that he might as well go ahead and pass over, that he had to go anyhow. It'd be a good day in mine and your life if we had just learned just to go ahead and ride on over and pass on, not dwell on the days behind, not worry about what's ahead, but just pass on in our journey for God and go on for the Lord. Whatever we face, He's done face. Whatever we're going up against, He can overcome. And I'm glad today that we can prevail with power today. Jacob was there. Jacob had sent everybody over the ford Jabbok. And Jacob himself had passed over there. And Jacob found himself that night alone, my friend, wrestling with a man till daybreak. I want to say to me and you this morning, Jacob put himself in position to prevail this morning. Hey, Jacob had himself alone with that man wrestling under daybreak. Hey, I want to tell you today, I want to tell you, your walk with the Lord ain't no sweeter, my friend, than what it is when it's just you and Him. I appreciate good fellowship. I appreciate coming around all you good folks and getting around the power of God. Hey, but I'm glad today that when I get alone with my Lord, I'm glad that He touches my heart and He allows me to put myself in position to prevail with power. Well, the songwriter put it like this. He said, I come to the garden alone. He said, when the dew is still on the roses. He said, the voice I hear falling on my ear. He said, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me that I'm His own. And the joy that we share and we carry there, none other has never known. I say to me and you today, when we put ourselves in position of aloneness with God, we can prevail today. Oh, yes, we can. Jacob found himself alone. My friend there with the man wrestling the daybreak. Hey, I found that when I put everybody else out of the way. My friend today, I go back in the back room of my house. I close the door to everything that's going on. Do the kids squalling. Out of all the problems that's going on around me, that's when I really can get a hold of God. And let me tell you today, there is a chance, and a good chance, that we'll ever get along, that we can get a hold of the Lord. That woman was there with that issue of blood that so bad was preached to us last night. She had to go through a crowd to get to her. But when it finally got through the crowd, it was her and the Lord, one-on-one, talking to one another. And I want to tell you, when we get along with God, we can have power to prevail today. Jacob was there, wrestling alone. I found himself alone. Nothing else that nobody could do. Jacob had 11 sons. No doubt they could whoop everybody that come along. was Jacob on his own. You may have good preacher brethren. You may have good friends. But someday there's coming a battle. Well, they ain't going to do you no good. Well, they ain't going to be able to help you. And the only way you're going to prevail is you get along with God. Let God help you. Or get on the journey today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I don't want to get on a tangent, but I just follow the Lord. Pastoring a church ain't by committee neither. It's between you and God. You can ask every one of your brethren what they think, how you handle the situation. But what you ought to do up in the morning, get up and ask God. See what the Lord thinks about it. He gives you the okay and the green light. Brother Toby, head on down the road. Just follow the Lord. If everybody else in the world turns against you, just say, I got along with God. God said, go that way. I'm following Him. He's going to let me prevail with power. Just follow the Lord in your leadership today. Oh, yes. Oh, Jacob was there, found himself and got himself in position. Let me tell you, Jacob himself told every one of them to go ahead and pass over. And so Jacob put himself in position alone. Hey, let me tell you something today. If you're waiting for somebody down the road to make you a better preacher, make you a better mama, make you a better daddy, make you a better singer, you'll never find nobody. Every once in a while, you're going to have to put yourself in position, my friend today, to get along with God. That you might prevail with power. Hey, I'll have a pat on the back. They'll just do good. Just for a little while. Everybody saying, boy, you really got it. Just do good for a little while. But what it's really going to take, you getting along with God and prevailing with power, putting yourself in position today to prevail. Jacob did that, my friend. Jacob put himself, my friend, in position to prevail with power. Not only put himself in position, my friend, to prevail with power, but Jacob, my friend, put the right portion into it. You see there, he wrestled, my friend, under daybreak with that man there under daybreak. Hey, I want to tell you today, if you're going to prevail with power, you're going to have to put the right portion in on it today. I'm telling you, you got to put something into it to get something out of it today. I want to tell you, the right portion's got to be put in. I want to tell you just exactly how much Jacob put into it, all that he had. Just like that woman over those two mites over there in the book of Luke over there. They come to take up that offering that day, and the woman put in all that she had. The same way with me and you. If we're ever going to prevail with power, we're going to have to put in all that we've got. If we're ever going to go on for the gold, quit running in second gear. Quit running in third gear. Just come on and go for the glory of God. Go wide open. If you burn out along the way, get recharged. Go for God. But put the right portion into it. I've never been weary. I've never been worn. Where God just didn't send the right man with the right message to fill me back up and put me right down on the road. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly when we need it. You just put the right portion in it. A Sunday morning after Sunday night. Wednesday night after Wednesday night. Keep putting the right portion in along the way. And God will bless you. And my friend today, you'll prevail with some power today. Oh, Jacob wrestled with that man until the breaking of day. Jacob put the right portion into it. Put all that he had. Put all that he had. Let me tell you something about preaching. I don't know much. Been preaching a little over about 10 years now. Been pastoring for the last 3.5. Every day's a new journey, Brother Lee Smith. I'm telling you what. I face some things on Sunday morning. That's just a new journey to me. And you know what? I find myself with an IQ of not much. Just depending on God. Asking God to help me. Asking the Lord to help me. Hey, I don't care how smart you are today. There ain't nothing no better, my friend, today than getting a hold of God. Putting the right portion in it along the way. And making God get in it and God get in the situation. Having Him to bless, my friend. And when He'll do that, He'll help you along the journey. Get you along through life. That God will bless you and help you along the journey. Oh, Jacob put the right portion into it. And you can ask any of these ladies that cook. If you don't put the right portion of the ingredients into it, that thing won't turn out tasting right. I'm talking about if you get too much oil in that cake, it'll be oily. I'm telling you, you don't get enough flour mixed in, enough eggs, enough sugar. I'm talking about it either be too sweet or not sweet enough. And I'm going to tell you today, if we'd ever get down to learn about the right portion that it comes to serving God, God will let us prevail with power. Hey, I realize that I'm preaching to a lot of folks that's got years on me. I realize I'm preaching to a lot of folks that's been around a whole lot longer than I have. But if I've learned anything from being around at all, it's just stay close to God, hold dear to Him, get the right episode, get the right mixture of the Holy Ghost of God, allow the God Spirit to work in your life, and you can prevail. There's a portion we got to put into it along the journey. If we're willing to put in all like Jacob did, we can prevail with power. Oh, Jacob prevailed. Jacob put in the right portion. Jacob wrestled with that angel, that man there, and that man, my friend, touched Jacob's thigh. And the scripture said in verse 25, that when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Let me say something to you this morning. If you're going to prevail with power, every once in a while there's going to be a little pain in your life that you're going to have to work through to really have the power of God. Hey, let me tell you, every day the sun ain't shining like it is today. Every day, my friend, the roses ain't a bloom. Every day, my friend, they ain't the glory in my soul like it ought to be. Some days there's a trial. Some day there's some tribulation that comes my way. Hey, but I'm glad today that I still can prevail with power even in the middle of my pain. Hey, there may be a lot of things going wrong at your house. There may be a lot of things going on in the world. There may be some things just morning going wrong in your life. You don't really know the answer to. You don't really know how God's going to touch. Hey, but I'm glad today that in the middle of your pain, God knows, my friend, today how that you can prevail with power. Hey, well, the songwriter once said, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one that cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. And you'll know Him by the touch of His hand. I'm glad that in the middle of my pain, that He reaches down to where I'm at. Gives me a little grace on the journey. Hey, I want to tell you, when a little bump in the road comes up, I don't mean to quit. Jacob, my friend, had to hold one hand on his thigh and wrestle with another. But Jacob had determined in his heart he was coming out on top. Whenever we get to the time and the point in our life that we want to prevail with power, that we set in our heart, that we want the power of God, we can do that today if we'll get in and not really persevere through the pain. Oh, Jacob prevailed with power in the middle of his pain. I ain't got a big congregation. You'll find that out tonight when they come here to sing. Most days we may got 50. And I can look out and 50 sets of eyeballs on Sunday morning and realize a lot of Sunday mornings they've been through a whole lot more than what I've been through. And Brother Kevin Brooks said this one time. He said, I'd hate to know what half of my members were thinking on Sunday morning when I was preaching. And I guess that's right too, because I really don't know where they've been. And I really don't know what they've had to face. But I do know this, that if we'd be willing to get a hold of God in the middle of our pain, we can prevail. We give up too easy along the journey. When things come our way, we give up along the journey. We need to hold on till God blesses us. Well, in the middle of all that, Jacob, my friend, was wrestling that man of God in the middle of his pain. And he said, "Thou let me go for the daybreak." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." You know what? Jacob finally got to the point. He said, "I finally found my purpose here." He said, "I'm finally down to purpose." He said, "I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." He said, "Not until you bless me." He said, "Well, I'll let thee go." You know what Jacob finally revealed to me and you? Jacob said, "This is my purpose. All these days of my life," he said, "how I've lived," he said, "from one end to the other, trying to swindle here, trying to swindle there, but I'm not going past this point unless thou bless me." Hey, I want to tell you, somewhere along the way, for me and you to prevail with power, we must identify and declare a purpose in mind in your life. Hey, I want to tell you, it's good to carry the gospel. It's good to preach the word of God. But there must be some purpose in mind in your life. Without no purpose, my friend, some days you'll lay it down. Without no purpose, my friend, when the time gets tough and the days get hard, you'll lay it aside. But my friend, when you develop a purpose in the heart of your soul, you'll get up, my friend, when the days are gray. You'll get up, my friend, when the road is long and winding. You'll get up, my friend, knowing that it feels like a mile is longer than what a mile used to be. You'll get up when you know everybody around just gets you. You'll get up when you know everybody else is trying to take shots at you. Now, in your heart, you'll have some purpose to prevail with power. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go except thou bless me. He said, I'm not going to let you go. Let me tell you, we'd hold on a little longer before we let loose. Ain't no telling what kind of blessing we'd have. I'm talking, ain't no telling what kind of blessing we'd come out of things if we'd just hold on a little longer. I'm telling you what, we're too easy to lose grip. We're too easy to get sidetracked. We're too easy along the journey to say, well, I got it bad. I want to tell you today, just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. You may be trying to overcome something in your life. You may be trying to face and run, get closer to God. But if you hold on to the Lord, my friend, somewhere along the way, God will bless you. And you prevail with power. He said, what's thy name? Jacob said, why didn't you ask me my name? Jacob told him that his name was Jacob. He asked him there. He said, well, he said unto them, he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou have power with God and with men hast prevailed. Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. He said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face and my life is preserved. Let me say something about prevailing with power. God will preserve you along the journey. It was nothing for God to reach down and wipe Jacob off the map if he wanted to. He didn't really want to do that. I really feel in my heart he wanted to see how bad that Jacob wounded.
Yep, that's right.
Him being a God of the glory.
Right.
I'm talking, my goodness, if he can make walls of water stand up there when the children of Israel crossed over Red Sea, Jacob wouldn't nothing to him.
Amen.
My friend, there's something in that life of Jacob that he wanted to preserve for me and you. I want to tell you today, Jacob prevailed with power. And there's a difference in just getting by. And there's a difference in prevailing in power. And if there's anything that my ministry needs, it needs the power of God. If there's anything in my little old church situated up on top of that mountain there in Gunnersville needs, it's the power of God. If there's anything my family needs, it's the power of God. I'm talking about we can beat everything from corner to post. We can do all that I'm talking about, and it's right to do. We ought to stand for godliness and stand for holiness. But somewhere in the midst of our day, somebody ought to reach out and grab the power of God and ask the Lord to help us. I'm telling you what we need. I'm seeing folks in the... could be economy, could be things, what it is, I don't know. But I'm seeing folks in my church and my little area that look out across from the book board. I'm seeing eyes that are circled with blackness. I'm seeing eyes that are full of hurt. I'm seeing eyes that are full of questions saying, what do I do? I'm seeing eyes that look like I've done ran my race and I cannot go no longer. I've seen eyes that say to me on Sunday mornings, preacher, I have did everything that I've known to do. And I'm looking back, and through the grace of God, I'm just trying to tell them, just keep holding on.
Amen.
Just keep holding on. That someday, if you hold on long enough, you shall prevail.
Amen.
This morning you can prevail with power.
Yeah.
You can give up on the journey and say, well, you know what, I've been in it, and I just give up. There ain't no use. But I'm going to tell you, if I give up and you give up, I've got a youngin, you got grandkids, and we've got teenagers that still need somebody to keep pressing on the journey.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what God will ever make out of me. I don't know if He'll ever let me be a great preacher. I don't know if He'll ever let me be a great pastor. But I do know this, whatever He will let me be, I've determined and purposed in my heart, I will be just that.
Amen.
I will be just that.
Amen.
It don't bother me. I'll just be honest with you, I'm a little backwards. It's kind of like I tell them at my church, I'm like an egg. When you crack it, it's what you get. It don't really bother me. I mean, folks pat me on the back. It don't really bother me who likes me. It don't really bother me if I preach a lot of meetings. But what bothers me along my journey, you see, when I come in contact with people that I come in contact with daily, especially those in my church, and see them defeated, see them trying their very best to not overcome it, somewhere on the inside of them, there's a button to push that's going to get them over the edge. I'm trying to push every one of them. I'm trying to push every one of them to instill a desire to them to serve the God and worship Him in spirit and truth. And I hope this morning, through the help of God, I push some button on the inside of you.
Yeah.
That made you come here with questions, and maybe you wonder what I'm going to do. There ain't nothing. Just keep holding on to God, and God will let you prevail. Brother Neesmith.